Manny Pacheco, and our creative team is back to present another segment of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series sharing America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age. And Joe Lyons will join us with this week's On the Backlot Report. Today we're going to tickle the ivories to look at Hollywood's studio era and beyond by way of the piano. It could take days, even weeks. I've chosen some masterful highlights with this most noble musical companion. The relationship of cinema using instrumentation dates back to the earliest days of silent films. At the forefront of these early visual stories, on screen, was a theater that hired a live pianist to help provide the audio narrative, with a score usually constructed in the ragtime genre. By the time talkies emerged, the piano was a veteran tool in the motion picture landscape. Forgotten Hollywood returns to a simpler time and place, to the days of Max Sennett and Hal Roach, Mabel Normand and Mary Pickford.
Lessons too. Go on, let me hear you play something. One and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and.
Thank you. and no gray coats here. Come on.
Chico and Harpo Marx in a collaborative moment from the big store. This is Manny Pacheco with you, and today we're sitting in front of an upright 88 to tell its story in iconic films. No movie utilized the piano better than Casablanca. Dooley Wilson played Sam, the frontline entertainer at Rick's Café Americain. Based on an imaginative plot, the patrons at Rick's felt a little safer from a war that changed the landscape of two continents because of Axis aggression. This is hardly forgotten Hollywood, but what a wonderful ride.
Say, who's got trouble?
We got trouble.
How much trouble?
Too much trouble.
Well, now, don't you frown. Just knuckle down and knock on wood. Who's unhappy?
We're unhappy.
How unhappy?
Too unhappy.
Uh-oh, that won't do. When you are blue, just knock on wood. Who's unlucky?
We're unlucky.
How unlucky?
Too unlucky.
But your luck'll change if you'll arrange to knock on wood. Who's got nothing?
We got nothing.
How much nothing?
Too much nothing.
Say, nothing's not an awful lot, but knock on wood. Now who's happy?
We're happy.
Just how happy?
Very happy.
That's the way we're gonna stay, so knock on wood. Now who's lucky?
We're all lucky.
Just how lucky?
Very lucky.
Well, smile up then, and once again, let's knock on wood.
Hello, Rick.
Hello, Ferrari. How's business at the Blue Parrot?
Fine, but I'd like to buy your cafe.
It's not for sale.
Haven't heard my offer.
It's not for sale at any price.
What do you want for Sam?
I don't buy or sell human beings.
Too bad that's Casablanca's leading commodity. Refugees alone, we can make a fortune. You'd work with me through the black market.
Suppose you run your business and let me run mine.
Suppose we ask Sam. Maybe he'd like to make a change.
Suppose we do.
My dear Rick, when will you realize that in this world today, isolationism is no longer a practical policy?
Sam Ferrari wants you to work for him at the Blue Parrot.
Oh, I like it fine, yeah.
He'll double what I pay you.
Yeah, but I ain't got time to spend the money I make here.
Sorry.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman need man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes. Jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always as time goes by.
The singing voice is the precocious Virginia Wheedler. The comedic ditty was originally performed on screen by Groucho Marx.
Ah, how do you do? Friends of my brother Junius, are you not?
No, I am
Dinah Lord. My real name is Diana, but my sister changed it.
I'm Elizabeth Imrie. This is Macaulay Connor.
Enchanté de vous voir. Enchanté de faire votre connaissance. I spoke French before I spoke English. My early childhood was spent in Paris where my father worked in a bank. The House of Morgan.
Really?
C'est vrai. Absolument. Can you play the piano? I can. And sing at the same time. Listen. Lydia, oh Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Oh Lydia, the dance lady. She has eyes that folks adore, so and the torso even more. So Lydia,
what is this?
Lydia, that encyclopedia.
Lydia,
Lydia, the queen of tattoo. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia.
No one got more mileage from sitting in front of a piano in movies than composer Hoagie Carmichael. His talent was on full display in Topper, The Best Years of Our Lives, Young Man with a Horn, and most notably, To Have and Have Not. And he had the best seat in the house when his siren was Lauren Bacall. Forgotten Hollywood checks in on the prolific merrymaker.
Am I blue? If these tears in my eyes tell you, am I blue? You'd be too. If each plan with your man fell through, was the time I was his only one. But now I'm the sad and lonely one. So lonely was I till today. Now he's gone and we're through. Am I
take over?
Was the time
I was his only one.
But now I'm
the sad and lonely one.
So lonely was I gay.
Was I gay?
Till today.
Till today.
Now she's gone and we're through, baby. Ooh,
am I blue?
Am I blue? I can't be alone. It's one of those things. I tell a star my little woes. Hang around the bar till it's ready to close. So it goes.
Happens this way. Maybe we really belong together, but after all little we know, maybe it's just for a day. Love is as changeable as the weather, and after all little we know, who knows why an April breeze never stars in the trees, and when it rains, love comes along, casting a spell. Will it sing you a song? Will it say a farewell? Who can tell?
Maybe you're meant to be mine. Maybe I'm only supposed to stay in your arms a while, as others have done. Is this what I've waited for? Am I the one? Oh, I hope in my heart that it's so. In spite of all little we know.
Forgotten Hollywood is wheeling in a baby grand on today's program. One of the epic biopics of the 1950s showcased the artistry of Eddie Duchin. Portrayed by Tyrone Power, this fabricated look at a spectacular life was the most popular film of the year. Here's a vivid audio example for you from the Eddie Duchin story on Forgotten Hollywood. That was Henry Mancini's creative use of a player piano during the opening titles of The Great Race on Forgotten Hollywood. Manny Pacheco here with you. Around the World in 80 Days featured Frank Sinatra in a turn-of-the-century Barbary Coast saloon churning out honky-tonk tunes on his upright. The scene also offered cameo performances by Marlena Dietrich, George Raft, and Red Skelton. By the way, the most popular instrument during the first part of the 20th century was, in fact, the piano. Being a music teacher was a popular job for spinsters in small-town America during the turn of the century. This notion didn't get by Marvin Hamlisch when he was hired to create the melodic sound for The Sting. Channeling the spirit of Scott Joplin, the atmospheric music adaptation was intoxicating. Forgotten Hollywood reminds us why. When we return, forgotten Hollywood tickles the ivories on the small screen during television's golden age. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today.
And now, back to Forgotten Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like me, we had it made. Those were the days. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
And you knew where you were.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. People seem to be content. $50 paid the rent. Freaks were in a circus tent. Those were the days.
Take a little Sunday spin.
Gotta watch the Dodgers win.
Have yourself a dandy day
that cost you under a fin.
Hair was short and skirts were long. Kate Smith really sold the song.
I don't know just what went wrong. Those were the days.
The great character actors Carol O'Connor and Jean Stapleton in the roles of a lifetime when they were cast by Norman Lear, who by the way, I recently met, as the stars of All in the Family. Norman Lear I'm talking about, not Carol O'Connor or Jean Stapleton. Nelson Riddle used jazz elements to create the theme for Route 66. I'm glad you found us on Forgotten Hollywood. Television producers have been particularly generous in the use of the piano as the go-to instrument to open a particular episodic program. John Sebastian, who was the frontman for the Lovin' Spoonful in the 1960s, recorded the thematic opening to Welcome Back, Kotter. Mike Post earned an Emmy for his scoring of Hill Street Blues. Let's go channel surfing on Forgotten Hollywood.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
There's something that made you come back again. And what could ever lead you?
What could ever lead you?
Back here where we need you.
Back here where we need you.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back.
There's something that made you come back again. And what could ever lead you?
What could ever lead you?
Back here where we need you.
Back here where we need you.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back.
Yeah, we tease him a lot.
Welcome back, welcome back.
'Cause we
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
One of the most familiar and legendary uses of the piano was when each week we entered that friendly bar in Boston where everyone knows your name. Cheers to you from Forgotten Hollywood.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away?
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Hi, I'm Joe Lyons. Welcome to this week's visit on the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front of the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. Manny and Steve, there's a prop, or what you could call a piece of business in motion picture acting that I've always been fond of. It's the cigar. It's a prop that clearly defines the strength and the attitude of the hero. In fact, legend has it that Sergio Leone, the great director of the Spaghetti Westerns, once told Clint Eastwood that he had to use his cigar because it was the real star of the movie, the real character in the film. A friend of mine, Gary Korb, recently wrote for Cigar Advisor Magazine's website a list of what he referred to, I'm quoting him, the top 10 cigar-smoking movie badasses, end quote. At number 10, Forrest Bondurant from the 2012 bootlegger movie Lawless. Number 9, of course, Wolverine, or Logan, if you will, is played by Hugh Jackman in the X-Men movies and a couple of films of his own. Number 8 is Frank Lucas, as played by Denzel Washington, an American gangster. For number 7, Gary picks Nicky Santori. That'd be Joe Pesci's mobster character in Casino. Robert De Niro was the head of the casino, but he was a cigarette smoker. Next on the list at number 5, here's an oldie but a goodie, Sterling Hayden as General Jack Ripper in Dr. Strangelove. And then comes Ron Perlman in two movies as Hellboy. You may recall he also had a thing for chocolate bars and kittens. He's my kind of guy. Bruce Willis saved the world as Harry Stamper in Armageddon, and he enjoyed a good smoke in the process. Arnold Schwarzenegger has long had a reputation as a man who loves a good cigar. In fact, he's the only man to make 2 cover shots for Cigar Aficionado magazine. Our former governor makes the list at number 3 for the role of Trench in the recent Expendables 2, but a lot of his movies could have counted. Number 2 is the man we mentioned earlier, Clint Eastwood. The cigar in the Spaghetti Western, and it had its own signature music riff, which you heard every time he'd put it between his lips. And the top of Gary Korb's list is Tony Montana, as played by Al Pacino in Scarface. But remember, it was not his cigar that he referred to as his little friend. By the way, there are, of course, others you can probably think of. Myself, I've added to the list Will Smith, who celebrated every Marine aviator mission with his cigar on Independence Day. In the 18, Colonel Hannibal Smith fired up and said his tagline, "I love it when a plan comes together." Robert De Niro smoked a cigar as Al Capone in The Untouchables, but De Niro was absolutely scary when he chewed up both the scenery and the cigar when he played Max Cady in Cape Fear. And even James Bond enjoyed a good cigar when Roger Moore lit up in The Man with the Golden Gun. Now, he used that smoke to save himself from a poisonous steak, but Manny and Steve, I'm going to spare you the gory details of that scene. You'll find it in your DVD collection of James Bond films. Well, Manny and Steve, that's my report from the smoking section of the Backlot for this week.
Thanks to you, Joe Lyons, for your smoking on the Backlot report. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, you look good in front of a baby grand. I'm wondering, can you play?
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, you invited everyone you knew, you would see the
Let me leave you with Diana Ross as Billie Holiday and Richard Pryor as her piano partner from the wonderful Lady Sings the Blues. What a great way to conclude this particular examination. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Them that's got shall get. Them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his. Got his own, yeah. The strong gets more, while the weak ones pay. Empty pockets don't ever make the gray. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Money you got, lots of friends crowding round the door. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his.